Welcome back to another episode of Up and Smoke. I am your host. You don't know what it is. Happy Sunday. And let's just talk about today. Today, you know, me and my dog, we slept in today and just laid in bed and chilled. And as it rained, we just fucking watched movies all day and I played with him and, you know, took him on a little walk just so we could get out the house. But other than that, man, we didn't really do shit. I feel like Sundays are literally meant for euphoria, football, and nothing else. Yes, football was on today, and then, you know, next 2 weeks is Super Bowl. Shout out to my man Joe Shiesty for finally shutting the fucking Chiefs up. God damn. I could not stand them. Like, ugh. Bro, so happy the Chiefs got their ass whooped. They really blew that 18 point. They really blew that lead. It was like 21-3 before I turned it off. And then I turned it back on and I'm like, oh, we got a game. Bengals ain't no joke. Hey, we rooting for Joe. We rooting for Joe Shiesty. Bro, because I don't think I could have took another fucking TikTok from that little nigga Jackson Mahomes, old weird ass. Bro, just be clout chasing. Like, bro, you're not even famous. Your brother is. You just coke-tailing. Like, bro, sit your ass down somewhere. Go sit in a corner somewhere or something. Be supportive. Don't be an idiot. You know? And, you know, so it was nice to finally see the fucking NFL not have the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl. Because we know they was trying to do that. Shit, Chiefs fucking suck. Better news is that the fucking Niners lost today too, and I can tell you how happy I was for that. Now let's clear some shit up, because I feel like Niner fans, anytime they lose, they always like to take their frustration out on us, because you know we like to talk to shit. But y'all supposed to be the best team in the Bay. I mean, y'all got the Super Bowl rings to prove it. Can't knock y'all, but. It's funny, though, because, like, we won't even say nothing. And the Niner fan will be like, well, them Raiders didn't do really shit. Listen, let me tell y'all, bro. We made the playoffs. Yes, we didn't get far. It is what it is. We weren't even supposed to make playoffs. We had the same record as y'all. You just got a little further. I feel like the AFC is a little difficult than the NFC. I mean, NFC has been tough for the last few years, but at the same time, AFC is tough as fuck. So, to you salty-ass Niner fans, bro, please, don't take y'all frustration out on us because y'all fucking suck. Because when we lose, y'all do the same shit. And y'all want to bring up stats. And you want to bring up Super Bowls. And you want to bring up coaching. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Listen, Raiders ain't been to the Super Bowl since 03. I get it. We ain't had a championship since the 80s. The Niners, they've been to two Super Bowls. They like 0-2. You feel me? Like 0-2, my boy. Y'all still got that quest for six. You know what I'm saying? And we won our fourth one, but we ain't finna rush it. We go make it. I got faith in my dogs. You know what I'm saying? So y'all really, really can't even talk. Cause shit, the last time the Niners even won a Super Bowl was when I was born. And that's a fucking long-ass time. Shit, the Raiders ain't won one since the 80s. I got a bet going on still to this day to see what team makes it to the Super Bowl first and win it all. The Niners were too close to doing it, too, to breaking that fucking rule. I mean, the bet, but they did it because they fucking suck. All I'm going to say, I'm going to talk my shit because, you know, you Niner fans is salty as shit. Yes, the Raiders are dysfunctional. I mean, we've been dysfunctional since we started in the league. And we used to run the 80s and 90s. I get it. It's y'all time to shine in the 2000s. Y'all ain't been really, I mean, y'all been good, but y'all ain't been, like, good. I'll give y'all credit. Y'all been good. Whatever. Fuck y'all. That's all I'm going to say, bro. But you Niner fans, stop being salty because y'all lose big games, bro. Because it ain't the Raiders' fault y'all fucking lost. Man, fuck you Niner fans, bro. Salty ass fans, bro. I know I'm a Raiders fan. We always gonna be salty. You know, but like, at the end of the day, bro, you be a Raiders fan, you already know the stress levels we go through. Up and down. Losing Henry Ruggs, John Gruden. Yeah, changing coach. Us going on a 4-game losing streak, getting blown out by the Chiefs, 49-9, whatever the fuck we put up, and still making it to the playoffs. And then we lost to a team that's about to go to the Super Bowl. Crazy. I get it. Congrats to the Rams, too, by the way, because, shit, Sean McVay ain't been to the Super Bowl. All I'm going to say is that the Rams better not be showing out no boring-ass fucking Super Bowl like they did with Tom Brady when he easily won that ring. But I am ready to see that Jamar Chase and Jalen Ramsey little shit. Boy, that's going to go crazy. Like, I hope Jamar Chase really, you know, that's going to be a good Super Bowl, bro. I'm really rooting for Joe Burrow. But it's like, I want Odell to win his ring, too, with Cooper Kupp. Like, it'll be sick to see, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. But it's going to be a good Super Bowl. And I can't hate. So, yeah, congrats to the Rams and Bengals. Hell of a season for both teams. Yeah, man, I'm just excited. But fuck, man, football's almost over, and that, you know, we sit and wait until August to fucking wait. No, well, I guess the only thing we really look forward to is March. It's because that's when free agency starts. And, yeah, we just sit there and see who goes where and who's going to make that splash. And I got a feeling we just hired our GM and our HC today. It's going to be good for us. I got faith in our dogs, bro. Last year was just the beginning. That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, man. I hope y'all been catching up on all y'all shows. Like Power. Power is just getting out of hand. That's all I'm going to say. If you ain't seen this episode, I ain't going to spoil it for you. But please go watch that episode. Because why is every time Tyreek encounters with someone, this nigga plays chess, not checkers? For a nigga who can't fight, he sure do be putting a lot of people in their place. I respect that. But this nigga got to learn how to fight by season 3. Because, shit, Ghost knew how to fight. He was beating the fuck out of a lot of people. And you got Tyreek, he getting beat the shit out of. Like, damn, nigga, you can't even throw a punch? He was getting choked out by the GDG dude. Fucking got beat up by, you know, Dante's associate. Like, damn, nigga, learn how to fight. Quit getting black eyes. Nigga, I couldn't even open a few episodes ago. Nigga was in jail. Eyeless. But yeah. And, you know, we gotta talk about Euphoria. And how fucking insane it's gotten. Oh, man. I'm not gonna lie, though. Like, this season is just kind of like everywhere. And I feel like I'm not the only person who thinks that. But, like, I just been watching a lot of the shit. And I'm just like, bro, some of this shit is really unnecessary. Like, really unnecessary. Like, first season was fire. But, like, this season, you would think, like, you made us wait 2 years for some. I mean, I'm not going to say the show this season is mid. It's good. But it's just like, bro, like, where are you taking us, bro? This shit better make sense towards the end of the season. That's all I got to say. You know what I'm saying? Because bro over here just on some, he's on some weird, I ain't going to lie, this director is weird as fuck. I'll tell you that much. I do fuck with him. He shoots his film shows and film. Where his Euphoria and film. But my man's, like I said, this shit better tie up end of the season. That's all I'm going to say. Anyways, hope everyone's had a good week. You know, I've had a great week. I've been honestly trying to, like, disconnect myself from a lot of, like, being on my phone and, like, my podcast and, like, answering my phone. Like, it's Like, I see y'all be calling me and texting me and shit, bro. But I really do not have the energy and time and day to, like, really talk to a lot of people. Like, I don't know, man. I've just been in the mood lately where I'd just rather text you than talk to you on the phone. And I'm normally a person to talk on the phone. You know what I'm saying? So, I've just been trying to, like, disconnect myself a little bit from that shit and just trying to, like, focus on me and focus on my growth, bro. Because, like, I don't know, man. January has been a really difficult but great month for me. And I can't really explain. Well, I can explain, but I don't want to give too much, you know. But yeah, no, January's been really good and, like, stressful at the same time. Excuse me. I'm trying not to, like, keep yawning. I always end up doing these episodes, like, hella late, and I gotta quit doing that. But, yeah, man. Like, January, I've struggled. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm finally getting out of the hole that I've been feeling like I've been in for the last 4 fucking years. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like the rest of this, I got 11 months left, and I know, like, it's gonna be better. You know what I'm saying? Because, I just have that faith, man. I just been feeling like, I just feel like this year is different. Like, something's different. Something great is gonna happen in my life, and I feel it coming, bro. I'm not saying I'm rushing it, but, like, I want it to, like, happen, you know? But it's gonna take its time, and I'm not trying to rush it. Like, I'm just excited and shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, it's off topic, but it's kind of weird to think, like, bro, like, I'm really getting old. Not old, but, like, I'm getting older. Like you see, like, your friends getting married and then they invite you to their wedding. Like, that shit's pretty, like, that shit's crazy to me. I got invited to another wedding. That's why I said that. And I'm just sitting here. I was thinking about it, though, a few days ago. And I was just like, damn. My homies actually invited me to their wedding. Like, I wasn't, like, saying it's not saying, like, I expect any invitations to a wedding. Like, because, you know, like, it is what it is. Like, I love looking at pictures of weddings and people having, like, a happy time and shit. Like, I live for that. That shit is not dope. You know, but, like, getting invited to one because they want you to be a part of it is even more sick. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool, bro, because they, like, thought about you, and it was like, oh, like, let's invite so-and-so. So, I just always thought, I always think that's cool. This is about to be the second wedding I got invited to. The first one I was in, the only dude on the bridesmaid, I was a bridesmaid, you know, for Savannah's wedding, and I think I'm the only dude to ever do that. So, I'm gonna, like, whenever I get married, I'm gonna have, like, at least my best friends on my side. Well, one or two of them. I can't decide which one those two is going to be, but I'll make that decision when it happens. You know what I'm saying? So, it's cool to see. And, you know, congrats to my homies getting married in October. Yeah, I'm excited. And I'm excited to talk shit to him when I see him because he's a real Niners fan. And I'm just going to hug him and be like, whisper in his ear and tell him this Niners fucking suck. Straight at his wedding. Shit, I might just honestly talk at his wedding. And tell him that. No, I'm just kidding. I don't want to do all that. That's too extra. But, like I said, congrats to my homies. Getting married. That's going to be fucking lit. But yeah, man, I just hope everyone's been, like, really fucking positive lately. And alas, you know, things are gonna be okay. Yeah, if you feel like you're going through a really tough time, bro, always write that shit out. I always say always write in your journal. That's what I haven't been writing in my journal a lot lately because I've been using my podcast as, like, a digital journal, which is fine and shit, but, you know, there's a lot of more things I want to, like, do for next month. So next month I want to set like a goal. Like I want to. What's crazy is I've always. I don't have an issue on reading. I just wish there was books that I would like. So, if you're a person that reads and listens to my podcast, please DM me and send me links to like a few books. I want to read like at least. I'm going to take it a month at a time. I'm going to read one book in February, and then I'm going to talk about it on my podcast to let y'all know, like, I've been really reading this fucking book. Actually, I do have a book that my homegirl Missy gave me. I think I'm going to start reading that. I'm going to start in February, see where I'm at in that. I feel like it would be dope to just, you know, try to, like, not explore more, but, like, just start doing new things. You know what I'm saying? You can't keep having the same rotation, the same habits, bro. You got to start switching some shit up. And so, like, I think I'm going to start switching up. I want to start reading more. And it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never not wanted to read. I mean, I could sit there and read comics and fucking football, sports all day. I could read all that shit all day. But it's like, throw me a book. I think I'm going to just, like I said, I'm going to just start reading. So February 1st, I'm going to start reading a book and I'm going to talk about it and see how, you know, see where it goes, bro. Maybe in March I'll do two books and, you know, and just start going from there. I don't know how people be reading books from like front to back when they start, like my guy, like I don't know how you fucking do that. But you know what, though? I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for sure. I think it would be a really cool idea. It'd be a really cool idea to do, bro. I want to expand my brain. You know what I'm saying? I want to, like, live in the moment in them books. Like, a lot of people, like, I follow this girl on IG, and she, like, has, like, her own book club. And it's just, like, it's pretty cool. Like, she shows off books that she likes to read and shit and recommends them. So maybe I'll, like, go to her and ask her about what would be a good first book or a few books to read. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, I'm going to start doing that. But yeah, man, I just thought I'd throw this episode out, you know what I'm saying? And like talk my shit and update a few people today. Oh, by the way, bro, I don't know if I'm the only person who does this, but I hope there's a lot of people out there, like on Sunday specifically. I think I get this from my mom. Sunday specifically, you know, the house is already clean because we cleaned it on Saturday. And if you didn't clean it Saturday, you got to clean it Sunday. So I'm probably going to be cleaning right after this because I just made dinner. But I hope a lot of people fucking make like a Sunday dinner or a Sunday breakfast. Bro, if you don't, bro, please throw that in there. Your daily Sundays if you don't work. I promise you, bro, like, I love cooking. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are surprised that I can cook. Shouldn't be really a surprise no more because I really be throwing the fuck down. So, like, tonight I made Sunday dinner. I made, like, hamburger helper and cornbread. I gotta eat more fucking vegetables. But, yeah, bro, like, I want y'all to, like, bro, if you're not doing this and you're listening to my podcast, bro, make Sunday dinner or breakfast. I always have to pick. If I don't make a Sunday breakfast, I will make a Sunday dinner. Pick which one, bro. And watch how happy your day is when you pick the one you chose. You know, pick the one you chose. I'm a breakfast person. I honestly didn't feel the need to want to make breakfast this morning because I was so fucking lazy. But I felt the need to make dinner tonight. And it was pretty fucking good. I mean, shit, bro. Whoever I marry, bro, is going to be lucky with me because I'll be liking to throw down. Not saying, like, hamburger helper, I really did a lot. But shit, man, I was, you know, stopped eating out so fucking much. That shit fucking sucks. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to tell y'all a little story that happened to me yesterday. So, my homegirl, it's her last day working with us at, you know, my establishment of my job. I'm not going to say where. So we all like went out to dinner and to go eat at Red Robin's or whatever. Mind you, I've never met a server who can't fucking count. Like that server was, don't even get me started. Just know this nigga cannot count. And I was irritated that the fact that he just did all his mouth wrong. Like, my man should not have been a server. Anyways, back to the story. So, me and the homies, it was like me, Mallory, Krista, my homeboy Steve. We're all chilling in the car, we're boxing, you know, chilling. And we get back to the restaurant, you know, nothing of it. I must have tried to get out of the car, and I put my hand where the seatbelt was in the passenger side, and my homegirl slammed the fucking door on my fingers, and now my middle finger is turning black. And my thing is, thank God I was lit, because that could have been the worst, and I mean the worst day of my life. Like, thank God, like, the adrenaline was running. I even tried to stick that shit in some cold water, and that my finger was like, nah, B, what are you doing? What are you fucking doing? That shit hurts so bad. Like, it still hurts right now. Like, she slammed all three of my fucking fingers in the door. Like, all three. Oh, thank God, like, she got the tips of my other two fingers, but my middle finger caught the business. I just remember, like, it happened so fast. Like, bro, I couldn't imagine. Y'all, I know some of y'all slammed y'all fingers on the fucking door. And I don't wish that upon nobody, because that shit hurts. That shit hurts so bad, bro. Like, I'm sitting there, like, in agony of pain. My elbow on the table with my hand up just so the blood can circulate. And I could just feel my hand getting numb. So, yeah, that's what I had to deal with. Shout out to Krista for slamming my goddamn hands in the door. She didn't mean to do it, honestly. Like, it was a simple mistake. And, like, she felt really bad, kinda. But it's okay, though, because now I got something to make fun of her about. I guess that's what I get for scaring all my coworkers and shit. But even then, bro, don't stick your hand, bro. I just tell people all the time, this is why I don't get in the backseat of cars. Bro, I'm a 6'3", like 300 pound dude. I should not be in the backseat. I need that extra support to pull me out of the backseat is why I grabbed it too. So it's just like, it sucked. Like, thank God it doesn't hurt anymore, like right now, but bro, I can barely even like ball my fist up because that shit hurts so bad. But I wonder how long this shit's gonna turn purple. I hope my whole nail don't fucking come off, but we'll see. But anyways, I hope everyone has a wonderful fucking Sunday. I hope everyone got to spend time with their loved ones, their pets, their, you know what I'm saying, whatever y'all fucking did, you know what I'm saying. Hopefully y'all had like a blessed fucking day, y'all. It's Sunday. It's time to start over a new day. I mean, Sunday. Tomorrow's Monday. It's time to get ready to start that new week up. Get positive in that mindset. I'm rooting for everybody, man. I'm rooting for everybody to win. You know what I'm saying? So let's get this money on Monday. Like, my old boss used to tell me, money doesn't sleep. So, let's get it. I hope all y'all have a good and wonderful night. Peace out.